And we are Cassandra. We come to this day in love and in light and in truth. Is this acceptable to you?
Yes.
Good. So we understand that there are individuals that are some distance away from the physical body that we are using. So we are asking them to simply, if they can, take a breath, close their eyes, connect with the earth, and open to receive. Open to receive the collective vibration of not only their own guidance, the beings of light that surround them, but also the group that is Cassandra. For we are here today to gather you around to support not only yourselves and your lifetime, but also the earth and all its inhabitants. So we will begin the communication. We understand that there is a lot of negativity out in all the forms of media and communication. And we understand that some of it is truth and some of it is not. What we do know is precisely how energy works and how creation works. The more that you tie yourself to that that is fearful, the stronger you create it for everyone else. So at this moment, and particularly in this month, it's very important to concentrate on that which is good in your life. Concentrate on that which is positive in your life. Source, people, things that make you feel joy, that make you feel peace and comfort you, because you will need it. We have been guiding many of you for many years to this point, for you to be strong, clear, precise, and calm. This is the moment that you must act, create an action. We're not talking about going out and fighting in the streets. What we're talking about is actioning your daily regime of peace, of calm, of clarity for everyone, waking with peace in your heart, thinking with peace in your heart towards the planet every day, ensuring that those around you receive only positive vibrations from you. So in other words, stop yourself when you start to think, I don't like that person, I don't like what that person stands for, I don't like how they're dressed, they say, what they stand for, what their religion is, their culture, etc. We would ask that you stop yourself when you are thinking like this and start to change your thinking into that of, okay, well then if I cannot think something nice about this person and I really don't resonate with them, best I'm not around them. Best I separate myself from them, and best I start to think to myself, what is it that I like? Not about them, but about my life. Because we've said this before, if you know someone who is very, very negative and you believe is in alignment with the darkness, then why would you send them your energy? Why would you send them your vibrations to enhance theirs? We are saying be neutral, send them nothing, but send your energy to that you enjoy, that you would like, how you want the world to be. Place your energy, align your energy with that, for that will be very important to you, because you are at the, could we say, you have multiple timelines running and you feel it. You feel something is different. Something feels like the past is no longer present with you. What does that mean? When you think about how your life was a month, 2 months, 3 months ago, it's foggy. You don't really remember it. You can't clearly, precisely anchor to it. Why would that be? Well, your media is telling you life will never be the same. The new normal is something horrible. We're going to say, no, that's not true. That is the darkness trying to get you to co-create the timeline they wish. But indeed, there is a new timeline, for there was an ending. And there was an ending of the world as you knew it. There was an ending of how you use the past to create the future. So when you think about the meditations you have been doing with our daughter, and as you moved through those meditations, you went to zero point energy for a reason. That reason was to put you in the present moment, because the understanding is now you will not be creating with your past. On one way, that is very good, isn't it? Because it means you're not going to be able to create with your fear, your pain, your doubt, the circumstances of what happened to you in the past. Ah, that didn't work last time. Perhaps it won't work again this time. No, it's different now. Now it will work. If you're going into it with a new energy, it will work. Your past can no longer draw you or draw itself into the present. So, what you will find is a massive clearing is going on. Clearing of past lives, past associations, past belief systems. You've all been doing it beautifully. And that's why you're in this present moment unable to anchor to your past. So it feels very strange. You don't know what's going to happen in the future because you haven't created it in the present. So with these timelines, as you know, many people have said, two earths, everything splitting, etc. Just as you coexist in the first, second, third, and fourth dimensions at this moment, others will perhaps be still existing in the third. You can see that the, how can we say, well, let's just call it the dark lords that govern the five families that we've spoken about. They have joined together, and we spoke about that probably 20 years ago, that they would eventually join together and come to a very powerful force of darkness. It's happened. And so collectively they want you to be on a timeline that keeps duality existing. And in order to do that, they must keep up separation between religion, race, etc., man, woman, everything. So when you see these things on the media saying, these people are doing this, we must hate them. These people are voting for that, we must hate them. These people are going to destroy us, we must hate them. It's placing you back in duality. When we said to you, be neutral, do not give them energy. So when you see these things about, let's say, pharmaceutical companies bringing out drugs that will hurt you, we've spoken about this, we're not suggesting that you send them love or hate. We're suggesting that you're neutral and simply say, no, not in my reality. And that's another thing our daughter has been sharing with you, how to say no energetically to forces that want to encroach in your reality. So you're moving on another timeline that says unity consciousness is real. We can all live together in harmony. There doesn't need to be hunger, poverty, or anything like this separation of any sort. Now, to be clear, that doesn't mean that you can invite. You see, what the dark wants you to think is right or wrong. So if you're wrong, then you hate everyone. But if you're right, you love everyone, and everyone's included, including people that would hate you and hurt you. Well, that's a bit silly. So the right isn't saying, okay, let's let everybody in and anybody can live anywhere, even if their belief systems, their religion, etc., is not in harmony with this group of people. So what unity consciousness does is it invites individuals in that are in harmony with the collective, with the group, meaning those that want to come in and enter the space that have perhaps trickery, manipulation, hate, dominance in their heart will not be able to enter. You don't have to prove how loving and kind and full of unity consciousness you are by accepting the rapist, the murderer, the thief. And so there is some confusion. What do I do? Do I send love and light to all these people? We're going to say, send light and love to yourself. Allow that to vibrate out, and those that are in harmony with it will come to you. For you do not realize how powerful you are. As you've moved into this point of present moment, and for many, yes, you've read a lot, you've learned a lot, you've trained yourselves for this moment, but you haven't embraced it to its full extent, to the fact that you actually are very powerful creators, which is why those five families want you engaged in continuing 3 and 4D. It's actually 3D they want to keep more than anything. And so, in order for them to keep it, they will create difficulties for you to try and push you to the edge of your heart, to make you angry, to make you afraid, to make you doubt yourselves and your connection to God. You see, in the third and fourth, they say, connect to God through this, through a religion, through an icon, through something. We are saying, you hold God within yourself. The temple is within. Connect with God personally. This will be a huge movement in your energy when you surrender to that. When you let go of control. Because if you have control, you also have insecurity, the balance, right? So you're still in 3D or 4D because you are not trusting. So let's look at some of the ways that they will try to entrap you. One is through your mind. Be careful, be fearful, doubt yourself. No, it's not possible. That's not going to happen. Oh, look over here. Listen to this. Listen to this. Third World War. Oh, terrible. Listen to this. You're all going to be trapped, and you know, the government's not going to help you anymore. You're not going to have enough food. You're not going to, right? These are all ways in which they will try to get you to go into fear, which is why you need to be prepared. So if you're prepared, you're not in fear, right? So get food, gather some food. Store some food somewhere for yourself, for your family. Get another source of energy just in case. Communicate with your friends. If this happens, if we have no way of speaking on the phone, this is the way we're going to do it. Start to set up in groups with people you know how you're going to handle and be prepared for certain things so that you do not need to invoke fear in your life. Because fear will make you receive the messages that are going to take you on a different timeline. Because yes, we mentioned this before, there will be outages because there's a number of reasons for that. Some will be deliberate from government systems and some will be from these solar flares. And as we've said, they will be in different places. So we cannot say precisely where that will happen. So be prepared. We do know that there will be certain governments in all countries that will say, okay, we will have a blackout for 2 days, 3 days. We will only give electricity in these hours. Because why are they doing this? They are playing with you. They are playing with your mind, with your heart, with your fear, with your need for security and safety. Because you have all invested in some source that is not God and not yourself to be responsible for you, to keep you safe, to look out for you. And the people mostly who are in charge in these government and big company systems are not looking out for you. They're looking out for themselves. And many of you have heard they're not necessarily aligned with goodness. And what will come out about that will rock some of you. Some of you will not want to believe it. It will crush your soul in some ways. You may even find people going into shock over it. Not those that are listening here, but perhaps people you know. Calm them down. Be a reasoning voice for them. Let them know it's okay. When you're talking to someone and you're letting them know it's okay, you have to feel it for that other person to feel it from you that it's okay, that everything will be all right. They need to feel it from you. It's not just words. So the other aspect will be earth changes, right? So there is going to be earthquakes. There is going to be storms. There is going to be things that are stronger than what they normally are. Why? Because there are people who need to wake up. When there is trauma, when there is a big event, that's a time when people who are all right start to feel generous. They start to go into their heart. They want to help. They let go of the other things and they focus on helping. The world starts to come together when there's tragedy. If there's tragedy in your street, you want to come together. If you cannot come together with the energy of peace, well then, something else will come that will bring you together. The presence of more, you call them alien beings, UFOs, will start to advance even more strongly. More of you will see them, experience them. There isn't going to be any sort of invasion. They're not going to try and take over the planet or anything like that. So we would ask that if you see them, don't go into fear, trust. Say thank you. And if you did feel something isn't right, you feel nervous, ask them to leave. I do not give consent to this. Ask them to leave. By universal law, they need to leave. That's how it works. And that's the other thing. As you start to anchor in these new universal laws, there will be a time of understanding what they are, what they comprise of, what they can do, which will empower you even more. It's time. Unity conscious means you need to be unified. Heart, mind, body, universe, earth, all of it is working as one. Then you invite people into it through your vibration. You don't need to seek them out. They will come to you. And what we're going to ask is that you join groups, you formulate groups that start to create a collective vibration, maybe in the city you live in, the country that you live in, to heighten and raise the vibration of the collective. You know, we said this will happen. You will start to harmonize together in such beautiful meditations that you will place domes of energy around the area that you're meditating and raise the vibration so that there is peace. You don't need to experience trauma. You don't need to experience earthquakes, storms. You actually do not need to experience it at all. And the interesting thing is, maybe there are people who live near you that do, and they will. They will experience it. Because that's what's in their mind. And their hearts are not open to a timeline of peace. They think peace is you acquiesce to me, or I acquiesce to you. That's not peace. And the time is coming for government systems to collapse. Everything will collapse. Those five families that have been controlling so much of what you receive, what you do, what you experience, are collapsing. And they're collapsing because of you. Not because some outside alien being or God force or something has come in, or, light beings have come in and said, you're not allowed to do that on earth anymore, off you go. No, it's not because we have come in to do something, it's because you have. You have awakened, you have opened up, you have decided no more. And because of that, these families are becoming weaker. More knowledge is getting out. They think they are going to rule governments. But we're going to tell you, there are those in government systems that, yes, they have been a little bit taken over through what you would call blackmail. And those people are already going to other, can we say, associations and confessing what they know in order to be safe, for their families to be safe, to be clear on their conscience. So there are already those in government systems across the world. At this moment, doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter how corrupt it's been, There are already those that have been involved in that corruption that are speaking their truth. And could we say giving information on those above them, those that are participating in dominating and controlling, manipulating the world finances, manipulating world food so that there's poverty, manipulating you all. Now, some of you are very fortunate because through your ability to honor your hearts and your minds, you've created a nice life for yourselves. And we can tell you that anyone can do that. Doesn't matter what your background is. Doesn't matter what country you've come from. It truly doesn't matter. You can transcend that. And many have. However, there are those that perhaps their souls are not as mature. Perhaps their souls are not as knowledgeable. Perhaps they're young souls. They don't know what they can do. They don't understand fully how the universe works. So they're not going to remember. All of you that are listening, remember. And the remembering from your soul is that driving force that keeps you moving forward. I need to learn about this. I can push myself a little bit. I need to meditate now. I need to eat like this. I need to do, you know, there is a driving force because you are remembering who you are. But the young souls are learning and they need you to help them, to share with them, to demonstrate for them, to be the guiding light for them. So in every area of the world, there are those that are stepping forward now to what you call an alliance, let's say. Okay, let's explain this alliance, because it's not, you know, the American government is the alliance and that's what's going out and reaching everyone. The alliance is a group of beings that are some incarnated, most not, that are a collective of interdimensional beings as well as star seeds of the light. That is what the alliance is. And remember we said to you that the government, any government, doesn't matter what government it is, doesn't matter how big or small the country is, every single person who's at the top gets the opportunity to choose which side they want to play with. They all know about these beings, all of them. They all know about the tunnels, they all know, all of them. It is always offered because you have free will, including your leaders. They have free will. They choose which one do I go with. Now the alliance is growing. And it is growing very quickly. Why? Because your consciousness is changing. Because you now have individuals in all of these systems, five families, so the religions, the science, medicine, education, political, financial, really all of those families now have individuals that may not be at the top, but some of them are close, who are working with the alliance. They're feeding the alliance information. And how did they get to do that? They confessed what they've done. They wanted in their hearts because of you. They wanted in their hearts because they know it cannot go any further. They understand. You know, when you go out of greed and you start to enter your heart, you start to understand the people that you are dealing with are never, ever going to do what they say. They're not going to keep their word. They're not going to protect you in the end. You're going to be a source of food for them in the end, in some way. So these individuals who were sitting on the fence, you know, oh yes, it's nice. I have now an opportunity to, you know, go up in my career, have more money, more things for my family, but I have to do these shady things. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it for the common good, because they're being told it's for the common good. Now they realize, no, that's not true. So there is an alliance that's happening worldwide. It's not just America. It's every single country. And that's why you have a worldwide plandemic. It had to be worldwide because the alliance is in every single country, and they knew it. They don't know who, but they know it. They sense it. And we'd like to tell you how this happened for a moment, because of you. Because each one of you are old souls, mature souls, coming from different dimensional realities, so with different forms of knowledge, specializing in different things. And as such, you are like umbrellas for these young souls to sit under your light, to receive from you. And as you have been growing over these past 10 years, so has your energy. So some of you are holding the hope, the faith, the light, the destiny for millions. And when you reach your peak, each one of you will hold it for 80 million souls. So when you think that you are holding that amount of light for all of those souls, don't you think that would have an impact? You see, it's not about something from outside Earth beaming its light down on you all the time so that you, you know, all suddenly change. It's about you wanting that change, you seeing something's not right, feeling it, starting to investigate, grow within yourselves, receive that, call it in. You're calling in that light. And as you grow in your knowledge, in your ability, your light is growing. And you are holding the light for more of these souls that are lost or young, who are sitting on the fence, not knowing. Well, I don't know. How many have you spoken to friends and they're in trauma? You say, oh, what would you like? I don't know. I don't know. They don't know. They honestly don't know, because They haven't had the previous experiences. They don't have that sort of knowledge. They're not open to it. They literally don't know. So you, in a way, have had to know for them. And now it's time for them to rise, because you sparked their light. I may not know what I want, but I know it's not this. You've sparked it. So now they're searching. They're searching for something. So because of you, the universe got a message, a calling card. Because we've said to you many times, most of the time, the sounds, the light that's emanating from Earth is suffering. But when we get this light, this resonance, this awakening, the universe goes, we can join in now because you're meeting us. We can join in. We can enhance your energy, but you are the ones who will act upon it. So now you're being called to action things. You're being called to speak your truth. You're being called to write your truth. To sing, dance, paint, draw, express your truth. You're being drawn to do it. And as you do that, the universe comes in waves to you. And then you start to get what you call downloads that you start to integrate over shorter periods of time now. These downloads are not, necessarily something from outside of yourself. Sometimes it's you reaching a part of yourself you haven't, connected to for a long time. But sometimes it is you hooking into a vibration that is ready to be anchored on the earth. And you are the vehicle for that anchoring. So that's why we're saying it's a call to action. Okay, so that's your role, right? Now let's think about these young souls. Now, what happened to you when you were evolving? As you traveled through these years, you cried, you screamed, you stomped your feet, you got angry, you did all of these things, right? You did it all. As you realized, this person wasn't really my friend. I can't believe the government was like that. I can't believe this is really happening with this religion. You were confronted with it. You had to let go of your past pains. You had to let go of all your past life associations with war. And that war was residing in yourselves. So you had to let go. Things that you did, things that were done to you, you had to let go, right? So now you're here. Nicely creating the life that you like. And now a whole load of, the whole world's gone mad and interfering with that. That's not nice. So what do you think these young souls are going to do because of your light? They're going to get angry. They're going to start expressing themselves. They're going to start being triggered into the past lives. What are the past life memories? War. Scarcity, insecurity, fear. They're being triggered. So what happens when someone's triggered and they do not have a friend to talk to about it? They do not have somewhere to go. They go out in the street. They start doing crazy things. Okay, let's just take one little instance that all of you have done. You're driving. Someone moves in front of you without putting the blinker on. Immediately you get upset. Idiot. You're angry because they nearly caused an accident. You're angry. But then you realize, okay, you know how to work with your emotions. You are mature, so you get through it. But there are those who are young that don't know how to navigate emotions, might follow that person, drag them out of their car, and bash them. And this happens because they don't know how to control their emotions. Many of you have already gone through your emotional landscape. And, we've said this to you many times. Spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. Yeah? So you've gone down into the physical. You're creating this nice reality. Okay, so when you have young souls, which way are they going? The opposite. They need to get to the spiritual, to get to the calm, to where you're at. But sometimes they have to go through all of these things. So at the moment, they're in the emotional landscape, screaming, yelling, people are saying, what do you want? I don't know what I want. I just want to burn that house down. I just want to scream. I want justice. Okay, what do you want justice about? I don't know. I just want justice. They don't even know. Because they're not in receipt of their mind, right? The mental plane. So they are going from the bottom up. So then they need someone to talk to them and say, okay, so you want justice. What do you want justice about? Oh, I don't know. I just want something to change. Okay, so Do you realize that change starts with knowing what you want? So you very slowly start to communicate with them and get them to figure out that they've got to change something in their head, open to something new in their mind. Then they move to the spiritual aspect. Then they can understand the spiritual concept. So what's going to be playing out over these next 18 months is a lot of young souls screaming in the street. Not only are they bringing up past lives that need to be released, exactly what you did, but you did it in controlled environments. So they're having to release all of these past things that are tying them. Right? Now, all of you had a period of grace, right? You had a period of grace where you didn't really cause any karmic retribution to yourself for screaming, yelling, doing all of these silly things. Yep, you didn't. Period of grace. All those crazy thoughts that you had, period of grace. Then you went into, oh my God, I'm starting to create what I'm thinking, right? But the good thing was that most of those crazy thoughts had already been processed. So now you're starting to create what you think quite strongly. So when you think about these young souls, they don't know that they are actually, they're still creating, but they're creating more anger, more angst, more fear. So what do they need? They need all of you to sit down every day and emanate peace. Emanate your heart so they can pick up on it, so they can register it and go, I'm a bit tired of being angry all the time. My body's actually exhausted, so I think I need to find another way. Right? They've got to come to the conclusion themselves, and they will. But first they're going to exhaust themselves in doing it. And how you stay separate from that, in the sense of away from that, so you don't need to experience it, is your vibration. Because your vibration will tell you whether it's safe or not for you to go somewhere that day. Your vibration, your inner knowing, will guide you. It will lead you to what is correct for you. But it's going to be a bumpy ride. But it's nearly over. It's nearly over. We are going to ask you to be careful with your emotions, because there will be instances that want to trigger you into feeling a negative emotion. Take a few breaths, don't get angry. When you see something, you hear something, calm down. Step away from it. Place yourself in neutral. Think of something that you enjoy, something that you are grateful for. Realign yourself with the goodness of who you are, because that is your truth. You didn't do all this work for nothing. So there's going to be a lot of misinformation and true information, but there's a lot of misinformation. And it's placed in these, media forms, platforms, where people, even independent people, are saying, all these people are dying, this is happening, that's happening. Well, maybe it's not happening. Because sometimes when people say, you know, the Alliance will look after it, the Intergalactics will look after it, such and such will look after it, don't worry. We're going to say to you that anyone that's saying that to you at the moment is perhaps, they don't know any different. But if you're giving your energy away to someone else and saying someone else is going to be responsible for the planet I'm currently living on, you get up in the morning and you go to work, it's your choice, right? You're responsible to get yourself out of bed, have a shower, have something to eat, make yourself beautiful, and go to work. You are responsible for getting to your job and doing what you do, right? So you're responsible for how your world is. No one else is responsible for it. You might say, well, you know, we pay the government to be responsible for it. Well, they're not really doing a very good job. So all of that is about to change. And we've spoken to you about the collectives that will happen. So yes, there'll still be systems, because you need sewerage, you need electricity, you need roads, you need schools, you need hospitals. Obviously, you can't just sit and meditate on that and hope it happens for the best. So there needs to be organization of that. There needs to be a governing body. But that governing body needs to be a collective, not two sides, one side, everybody hating each other. It's a circle of individuals that represent what they're talking about. So if you want to talk about education and you want to improve education, then you have to have a group of teachers that are educating people, not someone who never stood in front of a classroom and has no idea what it's about, right? So these sort of things will start to happen. You still have those governing systems. You will still have financial systems, but they won't be in balance the way that they are. So in other words, if you buy a house, you're not going to pay for it four times. You see? So these sorts of things are what you are creating, and you're creating it through your thoughts, your desire, your feelings. That's what you're creating it through. And that's what the Alliance is doing. What the Alliance is going to do, it's going to expose the truth. It's gathering all the details, all the information. And so people will be made and held accountable for what they have done. You as a collective have called on the universe to work with you, not to take over you, but to work with you. That's why you're getting these downloads. So your physical bodies are going to go through changes. Some days you'll be really tired. Many of you will want creative outlets. You will be like, you know, I have to do something creative. I need to put colors together. I need to put these things together. Because creativity is how you manifest. And because you want to manifest a different world, you will find yourselves being more creative. And that is an anchoring. So, for instance, when you're thinking about, okay, I would like, you know, education system to be different. How would you like it to be different? Think about what would that look like? What would it feel like for the children, for the adults that are participating in this? And then you might say, well, I'm going to action that by painting a picture or doing some gardening or cooking a nice meal. You are continually creating energy, and you don't actually use your energy in a productive way. Most of the time, when we look at you, your energy is just going out, you know. It's not really, doesn't really have an intention, a direction. It's just pouring out of you. But if you were to anchor it and give it an intention, so this is my energy. At the moment, I'm baking a cake, or I'm chopping vegetables, or I'm doing such and such. But before that, I was thinking about, wouldn't it be nice if the schools were like this? So my intention in this physical action that I'm doing is to give this energy, to create this energy for this outcome. If you look at the human body, it's able to light light bulbs with the pulse of its heart and its brain. It creates electricity. It also creates a magnetic field as well. Let's just look at the electricity for a moment. So you can, it's been scientifically proven you can do that, right? What they haven't looked at is the magnetics of it, of your bodies, right? What happens when you combine these two things together? There's a third component which hasn't been sourced on Earth as yet. Well, it's starting to, actually. There are those that are starting to hook into this. So what happens when you go into 5D? That third component is found. Why is that third component found? Because you find it in yourself. Perpetual motion. You are constantly creating energy, even just breathing. You're creating energy. But most of the time, you're not realizing it and you're not focusing it in a way that is positive. You're more powerful, more complicated than you realize. So try to make a practice each day, one, setting an intention and then realizing my physical action throughout this day, all of it, just breathing throughout this day, is placing energy into that manifestation. What do you do when you want to manifest something? You start placing your attention on it, don't you? Thinking of ways you want to do it, you do some action, you sit and you wait. You do all of this when you want to manifest something. So why wouldn't you do it every day? And every moment of the day. And why would that exhaust you? It wouldn't, because it's what you are naturally doing anyway. You're just giving it focus. Does that make sense to you? Yeah, you see, we can feel this happening. Okay? So you are being distracted deliberately all the time. Look over here. This is a shiny object over here. Ah, oh, this is something horrible happening over here. Better have a look. Right? So you're constantly being distracted so that your energy slithers over to there, gives a bit of energy to that, gives a little bit of energy to that. Well, now you've got no energy for yourself. What happened to the world you wanted to create that day? You know, the Buddhist monks are interesting. Well, that's another thing. Religion's going to completely transform as well, because you don't need a third person to go to God, right? But the Buddhist monks have a very interesting thing. They do a walking meditation. You know, they walk. And also some religions do, actually all religions do some sort of walking. You know, in the Islamic faith, they walk around the Hajj with their beads, praying for something in particular. It's the same with the Catholic religions. So there's many actions. The Hindus use a lot of fire initiations for theirs. So there is a lot of action that goes on in that prayer. What do you think those priests, imams, monks, they're trained all their life practically to know this. Do you think they teach you it? No, of course they don't. Why? Because they want to use your energy for what they want. Do you think that the governments, the media and everything don't know this? Of course they know it. Why do they know it? Because they are aligned with dark energies that understand this 100%. And this has been going on for thousands of years. And the only reason it didn't stop is because you didn't want it to as a collective. Because you were so busy being enslaved in your pain and suffering. And then some of you here through this screen have incarnated many times, and each time you've learned something new about how it works to get to this moment in time so that you can unleash your knowledge and say, not on my watch, not happening again. So some of you came in with many of you. Some of you came in singly. Now you're formulating groups again. That's why it's important to gather in numbers, because collectively you create a massive amount of energy. Why do you think that they had you shut away for months? Because they knew those vibrations were sent in from the universe to support you with these downloads. If they could separate you, keep you all separate, and your energies don't join together, it weakens the collective. It weakens the manifestation, right? But did it? No, it didn't, actually. So, you know, we said this before, every time the dark does something, the light wins. It wins every time because it can turn it around and see the positive in it. The dark will always see the problem in it. Ah, there's a problem over there. We need to resolve that. Let's do this. Let's do that. Ah, there's something over there. We need. What does the light do? It sees a solution, not a problem. And that's what you've all been doing. Sourcing solutions within. Strengthening yourselves. What else did it do? Helped you to become more telepathic, more intuitive, more aligned with yourselves. So in the end, it was a good thing. Not so good if they want to do it again, which is what they want. Why? Because they want to put you in poverty. Why? Because they feel if you don't have enough money, you won't fight them. You'll be tied to the government for money, for help, for safety, for security. Then they have you again. We would like you to do a collective no on that. Yeah? No. My reality says that I'm safe and I'm secure. I have enough. How much money do you need? Not as much as you think, as they'd like you to think. You don't need to prove how good you are at manifesting through the objects that you have. How good you are at manifesting is how good is the world around you. You have the gift of manifesting to help the whole, not just for yourself. That's what the darkness wants you to think, because that's separation. So this will go on for a little bit longer. They will try a few more things. They will try again to shut you down, but the collective will probably say no. We don't want this, because it was not a good idea in the first place. And because the truth is being revealed. What's the truth? Yes, there's a virus. Every year there's a virus. Is it killing more than normal? No, it's not. So the statistics don't lie, do they? So if people say, oh, but it's not, it's terrible, but the statistics are showing you something else. If you want hard facts, look at that. Are the statistics being altered? Yes, they are. So it was a beautiful experiment just to see how much you would take. And for some countries, it created far more poverty than you can imagine. So the people will rise up. Who will rise up? Those young souls that we spoke about. And there will also be souls who know how to do it, old souls that are true warriors from many times. Many arising from the Orion wars. You're being called to action, you know it, you can feel it. Some of you don't know what that action is. Perhaps it is what we just said. Action your own energy every day. Give it an intention. for the world. Understand that your frequency has an impact. Every time you say to yourself, oh, no, that won't work. I'm no good at that. No, it won't happen. Well, you're depleting yourself. You're aligning with something that from your past that's not positive. And because many of you have released so much from your past, the past lives, the past connections in the sense of darkness, etc., because you've released so much of that, you're shining. And what you've discovered is that feeling is not, oh, I feel so powerful, I could go out and do anything. It's more gentle than that, it's calm. It's peace. It's a certainty about what you know to be true. And like we said, there will be earth changes. Why? Because some still need to wake up. There will also be, when you move into when you move into the fifth, and there is no separation, there's no master, slave, or servant. Therefore, these people who have been your idols, movie stars, famous people, very wealthy people who've been your idols will no longer be your idols. They must fall because it's false. This doesn't exist. Yes, you can have people who are really good at music and you love their music, but you don't idolize them, you enjoy them. It's different. And yes, they can make more money because that's what they like. That's what they want to do, and that's fine. It doesn't mean they don't think they're better than you and you're not better than them. You have had a choice. You have decided, I don't want to do that. I would rather do this. That's what makes my heart sing. So when you're thinking, I don't have a choice, I'm trapped, government owns me, job owns me, actually, no, you do have a choice. When you go into choice, you go into fifth. Even though I hate that job, I am choosing to get up, get dressed, and go to it. And I am choosing it. Why am I choosing it? We've spoken about this before. I'm choosing it because I want to pay my rent, and I like my house. And I have to educate my children and do all of these things. So even though I may be going to a job that doesn't suit me right now, I'm choosing to go there, so I'm not powerless. And I'm not owned and I'm not controlled because I'm choosing. It's all in the choice. So that's what you need to do, is make a choice every day. I'm choosing to do this. So what does that mean then? That those people who are on a pedestal will fall. And if they have placed themselves on that pedestal through not so pleasant means, that will be exposed and they will fall. What else does that mean? Remember, we said to you a long time ago, the hands in which money is held will change. So everything will start to balance. But you know, these people have all that have all this power, all this money, all this admiration. Do you think they're going to let it go nicely? No. But they will let it go. It's not that you want to destroy them. It's that they have enslaved people for it. There are companies that enslave children to work for them for it. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about people who are wealthy doing good things. We're talking about people who are wealthy doing bad things. So what you wanted, what you started with even 20 years ago for some of you thinking about, is happening now. And it's all crumbling around you and you're scared. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Because the past for many of you is gone. And the present is here, neutral. And the future is yet for you to feel and create in the present moment. So that's why you feel odd. That's why you feel uncomfortable sometimes and strange, because you can't anchor to something. Your past has always been your anchor, that which you know is true. Oh, I knew about them. Yes, I knew about them. I knew about that. Yes, it's all changing now. It's not the truth anymore. Oh my God, what am I going to anchor to? How about you anchor to yourself? And you place that anchor in the earth, because that is something you can believe in. Mother Earth provides everything you need. Does for the planets, for the animals, for everything, except for the human being who says, well, no, I need more. It's interesting, isn't it? Animals, and particularly some of you have animals, they have the most beautiful life and they don't do anything but love you. It's interesting. Can you imagine if you said, well, I'm just going to sit here and be loving and kind and smile and, you know, lick someone occasionally and perhaps I'll have everything I need. It's beautiful. So with that laughter, we will ask for questions. But we want you to understand that there is an alliance and they are doing things and people are confessing.
We have a question from Barbara. Mm-hmm. Will the Nesara and Gesara be implemented in the country, in the world?
Something like that, yes. Because that's to do with money, right? And it's the evening of money. So, yes, to some degree. Because there has been a imbalance in the, well, okay, let's look at Africa and in, well, Africa, let's just look at Africa for instance. An amazing, amazing continent really, isn't it? Or countries, series of countries. Rich in so many ways, but so poor for the people. Ridiculous. If you were to look at that from a spiritual perspective, you would say that the people will start to receive some of that money to enhance their land, to have proper homes, proper education, electricity, peace, food, everything that they need, because it's very possible for them to have everything that they need. So, yes. And yes, there is slavery, and yes, they do trade you. Yes, all of that happens. And some of it, to a degree, we don't even know that you would comprehend the amount that goes on. Because it's not like some of these associations say 40 million. No, actually. It's billions. So, yes. Not in this way that they are saying, but yes. Next question.
Can we just ask Nina Sajovic to turn off the microphone because it's disturbing others?
Nina who?
Sajovic.
Sajovic, please turn off your microphone. Well, that's interesting that we're saying this.
Okay.
Turn off the microphone. It's very strange.
Okay. So another question from Barbara. How it will be the situation about migrants in Europe?
Well, there you have a serious question, because that's again about realities. Here you have a force that wants to bring in people, like we mentioned before, that may not have your best interests at heart. So to understand it, to say no to it, is very important, because if these people want to come and live in harmony with you, no problem. If they want to come and fight with you to push you out of your land, your homes, then you have a problem, which is what they're doing. We'll tell you what's happening with that. Remember we said past life things are coming up for people. A lot of things from the history of mankind is coming up to be resolved at the moment. So do you remember the Ottoman era?
Yes.
So it's again something like that. Now, what happened in history last time? They lost. They'll lose again. Why? Because people will say no. Not only will they say no in their heart and in their mind and their energy, they will say no physically as well. But what they're coming to do, okay, we'll tell you what they're coming to do. And it's in every single country. Now, remember we said to you, every single government has a choice, and they usually align with the dark side. But they always have the choice, it's always there. The alliance are members of governments that are aligning with the light, but they're not the heads of the government quite yet. Well, not all of them, some of them are actually. We're remiss in saying that, some of them are. Some of the governments are. So, what does the dark want to do? It started off with a virus, right? That said, okay, let's make this worldwide. Let's see how far we can push this. They did. Now the people are standing up and they're saying, well, actually, no, we're not going to let you shut us down. We're not going to let you do this and that, etc. So the collective consciousness is saying no, and the darkness feels that, it hears it. So what's the darkness' next plan? It's got to create some terror so that you all go running to the government for help, right? So what are they going to do? They're going to bring in people from an old history of hate, and they're going to try and let off bombs. They're already practicing these bombs, yes, and let them off synchronistically at the same time on the same day across the world. What do you think is going to happen if they do that? Horrible. That's what they have planned. That's why we didn't want this put on any social media, because if they know that we know, they'll change it. So we're asking you to say no. No. Because you're not realizing, you who are listening to this, every single one of you, without a doubt, whether you just started listening to Cassandra, doesn't matter. Whether you've been on the journey for 30 years, 20 years, 1 year, doesn't matter. If you are here, your energy at this moment is holding the light for millions. Now, some of you are a few more million than the others, but it doesn't matter. You are still holding that space. So, what is consent? When you have a child, now we spoke about young souls, didn't we? What are young souls? They're like children. Who are you? Adults. When you are a parent, what are you giving consent for your child? You're saying, no. No, my child doesn't eat those things. No, my child isn't going to that school. No, my child won't have that religion. Yes, it will have this. Yes, it will. So you are giving consent for your child because your child doesn't know. So you, all of you that are listening to this, are currently the consenting adult for those young souls. So if you say no, you are saying no on behalf of millions. Even if you live in a country where there are only 1 million, 2 million, 500, doesn't matter. You are governing millions. We're telling you this. We're trying to explain to you how, you know, what your energy does, where you are from. You didn't come from the universe to sit on the planet, pick your belly button, and say, oh, I'm worthless. You didn't come for all these past lives where you were burnt at the stake, persecuted, tortured for speaking your truth again and again and again for nothing this time. Why do you think that our daughter has been strong on these oaths, these commitments, these things, releasing you from these past things? To empower your energy, to make it stronger so that when you say no collectively, it has an impact. So that's why they're letting them in, because it is an old regime. And if you look, who is financing a lot of the terrorism that goes on the planet? The Arabs, unfortunately. They're financing it all. China spying on everyone. It's a mess, isn't it? Yes, but you have some in governments that are willing to say no. And then you have the other ones that are finding out information for the ones that are willing to say no and are leading the way. And they are being heavily attacked. Heavily attacked. And remember we said there are those that have been part of the problem that are now part of the solution, because they've realized that if you go on the dark side, there is no return. When you go too deep, there's no return. And they don't particularly like what they're being asked to do. That was a good question. Next question?
Let's have a question from here.
From here.
Yeah, so Yura had the first. Just go.
Of course.
Go one question.
I have a question. In March, there were 3-4% awakened people.
How many now?
Yes, please.
Well, you're hitting 11%, maybe a little bit more. Hello. That's why the battle is on. They have to freeze the whole world, because they couldn't just do one country, because all of you would come to the aid of that country, right? So they had to do it to the whole world. They had to, because you are growing too fast, you see? Now do you realize how strong you are? Good. We are very happy about this. And at this moment, we have, you all have friends from different places. From all over the world, you are all interconnected and you are helping, supporting each other to grow. One day you feel sad, someone comes, cheers you up. Next day they feel sad, you cheer them up. You are supporting each other. This is what's important. You know that, you know that there is 1% of the planet's population that are pure darkness, right? That own everything. If you look right up, it's 1%. We just told you there's 11% that are awakened. But there's a huge percent that are on the fence that actually want peace, but they don't know how to do it. There are many that still feel they're at the mercy of their government, at the mercy of their job. So let's have another question.
I'll go from here. Can you tell more about the awakening of Christ consciousness in next month?
Mm-hmm.
And another one, how will unmasking of the evil look like? How will their leaving look like? Yeah, how will their leaving, going away look like?
Well, okay, It's a meeting between God and those people. Okay? Because God governs everything. Not just the light, but also the dark. God created everything. That force created everything. They have a role to play. Darkness has a role to play in evolution. Okay, so it has a role. But it still comes under certain rules, regulations, laws, right? If it goes outside of those laws, it's not good. So, when you have... We'll answer that dark question first, then we'll go to the lighter one. Mm-hmm. Now, what did we say? Consent. The darkness that, let's say, manipulates an adult, does something to an adult, appeals to their greed or what have you, and engages in them, and then they get caught up in it. But the adult gave consent at some point and can, for all intensive purposes, remove themselves from the situation. A child cannot. We said this. Child cannot give consent. So that 1%, well, actually, that 1% that's guarding the earth are involved in it. But there is a huge percentage of people who are involved in abusing children in many different forms. Many different forms. And it's massive. And those children did not give consent. And it doesn't matter if their parent gave consent. If they say, no, that hurts, they are not giving consent. And every one of those children has said that or thought it. So, what will it look like? We'll tell you what it will look like. A meeting between that person and God. In other words, they will be leaving the planet. They will not be allowed to stay. Why? Because they violated a universal law. You must have consent. That's why the darkness shows you itself in symbols, in movies, in different ways. It shows itself to you so that you as adults give consent. You don't realize you're being tricked, but you're still giving consent. So what will it look like? Well, what we can say, okay, the whole truth, the depravity won't be necessarily revealed in the sense of pictures and videos and things, because there must be some love for these children not to be so humiliated, to have those images out there for everyone to see. How humiliating. There must be love and compassion for those children. And we can tell you, many of them have died, and many of those children will want to die because of the pain that they've been through. Now, on a nice note, have you noticed how many children are being born at this moment?
Yes.
Okay. So what if those souls that are coming through are a representative of Christ consciousness? Pure. So what did you go through? You went through indigo, crystal, rainbow, all of these sort of souls. You gave them names. We're going to say that all of you are all of that, right? It's just an aspect of you that's allowed to be present, shows itself. So these souls that are coming through are allowed to have Christ consciousness. You have Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness is a link to God. It's part of God. So, if you were to think of 5D as a sort of bridge to the higher realms and dimensions that have amazing things, but you can't go in there if you're taking with you something not so pleasant. can't go. So the bridge has to be crossed before you can go into heaven, sort of thing. Yeah. But these children are part of that bridge. Christ consciousness is part of that bridge. So that's what's going on. It's already here. Already here in the children. It's already being grounded. And those children are bringing into those families, those communities, so much joy, so much pleasure. And they're activating the Christ consciousness in everyone around them. So, we have another question. Let us know if we are going okay for time.
Yeah, from here, question. Can you come closer, Arthur, so that it will be in the microphone?
Oh, we always like his questions.
Come closer.
So you mentioned earlier about...
Because he's a thinker, he likes to think.
You mentioned that we didn't fully embrace yet our power as creators.
Mm-hmm.
So a few questions on that. So is this something, is this like a next step in our evolution? And then if yes, should we do something actively in that direction? If yes, what? And the whole Lionsgate situation where we are right now, can we leverage these energies somehow in this direction?
That's what they're there for. Yeah, and that will keep going till the 12th. So it will peak tomorrow. That energy will peak tomorrow, not necessarily today, but tomorrow. And then it will start to wane. 12th, it won't close. But after the 12th, there will be a sort of... you know, how can we say? This window of time at the moment is about aligning to where you're from and also to allowing those downloads of who you are. For some, what your mission is. Some of you already know what that is. But it's allowing that to come through and completely aligning you with your aspect of what you believe the God force is. Now, will that assist you to opening up to your empowerment? Yes, it will. And it will take 1 year. Because your body is like a light bulb. And if you put too much energy in there, it will explode, right? If you put too much electricity in a light bulb, it will just shatter, which means that your body will shatter. Your body, you'll have problems with it. That's why some people are having problems with their nervous system, their electrical system, yeah? Too much energy is coming through and they're not doing anything with it. They're upgrading, but they're not using it. You see? And unity consciousness is about using it for not only for yourself, but uplifting the good of all, lifting everyone at the same time. So that's why we've been saying to you, think about what you want for the planet. Think about how you want the planet to be. That's the next level. So what you'll find is that, remember we said to you many years ago, your thoughts will start to create so fast, it will frighten you. Well, it's going to start happening. That's about your power. So that's why you've been getting prepared. Empty the mind of those silly thoughts. Figuring out, well, is it coming from the outside or is it inside? Is it one of my old thoughts? Is it a belief system I've been carrying for a long time? Or is it me listening to someone else's telepathic thoughts? That's another thing that will happen, is you're becoming more telepathic, so you're picking up on those collective thoughts. So what is the darkness doing? It's sending thoughts to you as a collective. Be afraid. So have you noticed that some of you feel one day you feel everything's going to be fine, and then the next day, oh, should I be worried about this? Oh, I'm a bit nervous about this. So you're swinging. Why is that? Because that negative collective is saying, be afraid. Create this for us. create the fear. We like the fear. It keeps you all in 3D. So the more that you can remain, not in, you know, see, there's a difference between I understand everything that's going on and I'm very aware too, I'm completely ignorant, I don't want to know, I'm sticking my head in the sand, don't tell me anything. If you can listen to someone telling you the biggest load of fear and stand within your heart and say to yourself, even not in my reality, yeah, I hear what you're saying and I understand it's a pain for you, but it's not for me. Because empathy is about receiving, feeling what other people are thinking and feeling, right? But what if your empathy was the next level higher, so that that negativity, you don't feel it, it just passes through you? How does that happen? Through you being a clear vehicle. So this next year from today, you will all, doesn't matter where you are or who you are, if you're listening to this, you will all be coming into your empowerment. You'll all start to go, oh my God, it's happening. It'll be exciting, thrilling. And there'll be days that you will say, I'm not opening the door today because I don't know what's going to happen. Not because you're afraid, but because you don't know what's going to happen. And I know what I'm creating here. I don't know what I'm going to create out there. So there'll be times that you will stay inside yourself and inside your home because you feel you just need that space to just anchor some energy and the power that goes through you. So for instance, if someone is able to lean you in another direction, you don't want to empower that at all. So that's why you'll feel like staying inside. I don't want to go out. I don't want to empower any of that. Because just moving through a street will start to wake people up around you. Even if you don't have a conversation with them, they will start to wake up around you.
Sandra,
these are good questions.
Yeah, we are over 1 hour and a half now.
Okay.
I would just read the three questions.
More questions, yes.
And then you can answer quickly if you can. I mean, it's about economy now. Will the economy collapse, dollar value drop before the major shifts of more even distributed currency, or will it morph? And connected to this from another person, how long do we have to get prepared until the dollar and the economy collapses?
Okay. So we understand that everyone's worried about the economy and everything collapsing. Let's put it to you like this way. Timelines. Okay, if you're on a timeline where you absolutely are attached to all of that, well, yeah, in your existence, it will collapse. If you're not on that timeline, you'll source other things. Like these other monies, minerals, these sorts of things. You'll start to move into other platforms, financial platforms. And so then you can feel stable, but it won't just happen miraculously overnight. It will be a shift. Now, some places it will crash because, well, let's go back to Africa, because we seem to be drawn quite a lot there. Okay, something's going to crash there for sure, right? But it's not going to crash with the poor people. It's going to crash with the rich people. So if you don't have a lot of money at the moment, don't be thinking, well, my God, I'm going to get even poorer. Don't think like that. Okay, because as these other people, these more wealthy people who are hoarding money, making money from really horrible means, as they collapse, new businesses start. So we would be looking at opportunities to what does the world need at the moment? Yeah? What can I do at the moment? Because literally as they collapse, new ones will merge. Because there will be a form of finances anyway. You know, okay, let's just give a little bit of a window into the Pleiades, because they've stepped forward to communicate this. They have a system like money. You call it money, they call it something else, but they have a system like this. Only they use coins, right? So they have exchange. It's like a barter system. Barter systems don't necessarily work because I might have, something that I do, but I can't move around with it. So therefore, I'm stuck where I am. I can't move around. But if I do something like I'm an electrician or a carpenter, I can go anywhere. But if I bake bread and I need an oven, I can't cart the oven around everywhere I go and break, you know, do an exchange in these different places. It's not sometimes practical. So the barter system isn't going to happen. There is always going to be this exchange. How the exchange is made may change. To what extent the exchange is made may change. And the people who are making most of the exchanges will change. So it will all start to even out. Some will crash, but you may not crash. Do you see what we're saying? So what we're saying is those that are wealthy through nefarious means will crash. That money will be distributed, redistributed in a way. So don't think that you're going to lose everything, because you're not. But you can look at other platforms that are also going to coexist, and then eventually it will sort of move into another system. But it's not going to happen overnight. Next question.
Okay, just from Sibyl, this morning when we did the meditation with your daughter, did we release the remaining unawakened percentages of the five oaths? If not, how can we do it?
Okay, no, only if you're a consenting person can you release that. Yes, you can release it for your children. You could choose to, if a person makes an oath, they're choosing to consent to that oath. So you can't unconsent that oath for them.
But we did it for ourselves.
You did it for yourselves. And then what will happen is a roll-on effect. More people will become aware of it. They'll start to read about things. They'll start to look at things. And they'll start to feel the entrapment of it. Now, there are many who are refusing to wear these masks. Why are they doing that? It's not because they know about an oath. It's because they feel there's something very wrong about silencing themselves. They may feel like they're lying because they know it's not all true. And they feel like an imposter. They feel like a traitor. A liar by putting this on, because they want to scream, this is all ridiculous. And they may have taken that oath, and they may not understand why they don't want to cover their mouths, but that's the reason. And a lot of people are covering their mouths because they've taken all of those oaths. And they are so tied to them, they don't know how to come up against the system, the Lord, the King, the religion. They don't know how to come up against it. But what you did is you weakened the reality of that. So others will start to wake up to it and release it. Another question.
Okay, just one then, because we'll have to wrap up because it's getting late.
Mm.
So there is a question, in what ways can we help others to see their own divine essence so they can connect with source energy, especially those on the fence?
That's a really beautiful question. Okay, so if you have a child that's not happy, sulking, upset, and you go to the child and you try to entice them, oh, look, I've got this piece of cake, we can go, no, I don't want it, no, leave me alone, don't they? They reject you. You're trying to be nice, you're wanting to be kind, you're trying to, you know, help them in some way to come out of this mood, this place that they're in, this frustration. But the moment you go into your lounge room and you start doing something and you settle because you're no longer tied to an outcome with the child, but you go back to yourself and you're sitting there in your harmony and you're thinking, you know, you might be watching something, drawing something, reading something, making something, or what have you. The moment you go to yourself, the child comes. Wants to be involved in what you're doing. And you might say to the child, oh, you okay now? Yes. What are you doing? They're inquisitive, aren't they? What are you doing? And then you start to do something with them and then you start to talk to them and, you know, everything is okay. People who are on the fence are like a child. No, I don't want to hear it. No, go away. Leave me alone. I don't want to know. I'm in my misery over here. Right? The moment you go into your heart and your energy and you start to just be in this peace, that person is then drawn to you. They may start to ask you questions. If you give someone too much energy and you're too enthusiastic, no, I don't want this. Leave me alone. Like a child. Because they feel your energy is too strong, you know, it's overpowering them. Child doesn't like to be overpowered. Children don't like that. They like to be free. So even though this adult doesn't realize it, they are a child and they do want to be free. And they want to be free to come to you and ask you. They don't need you telling them, push, 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 push. They just need you to be open. And when you're open, they'll be drawn to you. You can have a discussion, but don't say too much. Start with a small amount. Stay calm in your voice. Calm in your body. Invite them into your energy. The moment you start to get too enthusiastic, too strong, your energy starts to, you know, dampen theirs down. You're pushing your energy out rather than allowing them in. Don't push your energy out. Breathe down to the earth. Talk with them. That's what you need to do. Because there are many, many, many children on the fence that look like adults. And they're on the fence because it's a huge decision to become responsible and independent from a system that has said, we will look up. We'll make the decision for you. What was the last oath? It was life, wasn't it? That's what you're in right now. We'll make the decision for you. You sit at home. You wear the mask. We'll make the decision. No, you're not allowed to make the decision for yourself. We'll do it for you. We'll do this medical procedure. We'll put you in this home. We'll tell you you can't go visit other people. We will make the decision for your body, for your life. And it feels horrible. So think about that when you're wanting to, you know, really convince someone that you're right. It feels horrible to have someone's energy convincing you. I'll think for you. Let me talk for you. I'll tell you what it's all about. So the best way is to just say, well, how do you feel about that? They might say, I don't know. Then you might say, well, actually, why don't we sit quietly? Because your body does know. Let's do an experiment. This is a good one. The body is the barometer for the soul and what's going on. So Close your eyes, take out the stimulation of eyesight, which loves to take you away somewhere. Breathe into yourself. How does your body feel when you think about, let's say, the current government? Oh, I start to feel nervous, I start to feel tense. Okay. So how does your body feel if I were to say to you, the government is completely gone? Oh, now I'm really tense. Okay, so you want a government, you don't want it completely gone. So, but you're feeling tense. Both these things make you feel tense, so neither of them are right for you. Okay, let's imagine something. What would happen if there was a government that was run by people that actually knew what they were doing? So, you've got a collection of doctors in all different fields that run the medical place. But not just doctors, health people as well. Naturopaths, homeopaths, chiropractors, every form of healing you could possibly think of is all represented, all with respect for each other and the role that they play. Because the only role a doctor could play is an operation. Because most of your illnesses come from the food that you eat, the emotions that you place within yourself, right? So the only time you really need a doctor is in an emergency. So why are they telling you, right? They don't know anything about biology in the sense of what makes up the body? Minerals, vitamins, proteins, etc. Do they learn this? No, not unless they're specialists in a certain field. So they don't know that food helps your body. So instead they give you a chemical which is completely the opposite to your body. It's a bit silly, really. So what if it was a collective of people, ones that did the body, another one for the mind, emotions, and emergencies? There was a collective, and they made the decisions as to what happened in hospitals, how they were presented. So now you've got a hospital that is beautiful. There's fresh food for the body. There's beautiful colors. There may be crystals, smells. Oh, could you imagine going into giving birth in a hospital like that? Welcoming a child in a hospital like that? How does that make you feel? Oh, I like that idea. Okay, so now we know that your body likes the idea of a good hospital and good government that would provide that. So why don't you think about that? Right? And then for some people it may be about money. Okay, so we're backwards and forwards, we're tense, we're anxious. What if I don't have enough? What if the bank collapses and I lose all my money? Yeah, what if that does? And that is a possibility. You know, the darkness has all sorts of plans. And one of them is to say, okay, we've got the, okay, so we've had the COVID. We've given you all this money to help you. But now it's come back. We don't have any more money. So we're going to have to take the money you have in your bank accounts, your pension funds, your superannuation, all of this. We're going to take that money and we're going to, for the common good. But of course, you know, we need a pay rise because we're working so hard. So that's another plan. Is to collapse all of that, take all of your money. So now they've got you in absolute poverty, haven't they? That's a plan. Will it work? We don't think so. Why? Because so many people are now looking at different platforms for income and different ways. So what did you do as a collective? You solved a problem. You found a solution. What did we say? The light always finds a solution. The darkness creates the problem. constantly. The light finds a solution. What do you have to find a solution for now? Getting rid of the darkness, right? Because they've tried everything else. And those five families joined together to try to destroy you, and they didn't. And they won't. And we want you to hold on to that. It will not happen. Yes, they will give it a very good go, but it won't happen. And that's what you have to remember. You need to align with your own truth. You called us in. You called us in. We came. We are there to help you. Meaning all your intergalactic family. We are there to help you, but we cannot do it for you. We can advise you. We can amplify your energy. So we can help you, but we cannot do it for you. And that's the truth. And anyone who tells you anything different is not really aligned. Maybe they are a bit, and then they're, you know, wishful thinking. Because they're still not in their power. They're still not an adult themselves. Taking full responsibility for every choice that they make. Good or bad. Doesn't mean you have to whine about the bad ones. What did I learn from it? Where's the solution? What did I learn from it? Every time you see yourself, feel yourself, are driven to looking at the problem. This could happen, that could happen. You're aligning with darkness, even though you're not darkness. You're aligning with that thought field of reality that they want to create. Of course you're not darkness, but they just drag you into the reality they want. So you say to yourself, okay, I'm not going to do that. What's the solution? There is always a solution. Can't see it right now? It's okay. I will just go about my business. So what did we say earlier? Go about your business. Okay, I'm going to Hoover the house, you know, clean the house. So this energy that I'm creating right now, I'm going to place the intention of finding a solution for this situation because I can't think of it right now. So this energy is dedicated to finding a solution. And forget about that. Whilst you're doing it, the solution will come in your head. And then you say, oh, I don't know, was that right? We have this sometimes. People say, oh, well, I got this message, but I wasn't sure if it was right. So, you know, I'm going to ask for another sign. Do you know how many signs we give you? And you say, oh, we need another sign. We need another sign. But we just gave you three. We have to keep working all the time, giving you signs. Can't you just accept a sign? And say, yes, thank you. And off you go. Action that. The sign could be as simple as you're thinking, oh, I've got to ring such and such. Oh, okay, I'll ring that person. What's that got to do with the solution? Maybe that person has a brilliant idea or an offer for you. Maybe that person says to you, no, I was just thinking to ring you then. I wanted to invite you to something. And voila, you have your solution. So you see what you are. You are all creators of solutions, realities of peace, unity, kindness. That's what you have gathered together on this earth to do. And we want you to feel strengthened, knowing that there is, for every soul, I want you to just think about this. For every soul that's incarnated on earth at this moment, which there is a lot, there are three guiding lights with them. Minimum, right? So you have three throughout your entire lifetime, but You also have angelic beings that come in and out, devas that come in and out. You have a lot of you councils that work with you. You have other guides that will come in for 10 years or 20 years or 2 years. So you, but you have, all of you have a minimum of three all the time, minimum. If you could just think about that for a moment. Three, every single being that's incarnated in a human body has a minimum of three lights helping you. How much power do you have a tremendous amount all the time helping you, enhancing your energy, guiding you, showing you the signs. And this minimum of three have your best interest at heart. Why? Because you're here for the planet. So they all have your best interest at heart. How wonderful that is. You're not alone. You're not doing this alone. And you all called on the universe. So you don't have just three, you have many. If you were to look out and see the legions, the armies of light beings supporting the earth at the moment, you would be astounded. And they're not supporting you because they want to take over earth and, you know, use earth for their own benefit. No, they're supporting you because they understand what earth is to the bigger picture, a living library of many different living things. All the animals you have come from different planets. The plants you have come from different planets. You yourselves come from different planets, different dimensions. You're a living library. And you've come, you know, it's a tipping point where you as a planet have decided, you decided actually a while back, you decided, you know, we don't want this duality, we don't want this darkness, we don't want wars. Why do you think there wasn't a third world war? Because you didn't want it as a collective, so they had to bring in something else. Right? Because your consciousness would not tolerate a war. Understand the power of who you are. And the interesting thing is that you might say to yourself, well, you know, I'm not so powerful. I don't feel so powerful. I didn't change this. Well, no, you're not going to change it on your own, but together you will. It's not about one person saying, you know, I'm so powerful that I literally, you know, blew out a breath and the evil just left the planet with my one breath. I literally changed, just one breath, I literally changed the whole landscape of the planet. Not happening. You are a collective, a living organism as one. There needs to be a tipping point. Yes, the tipping point is here. You're at this moment right now. So collectively, yes, you can all breathe off the evil. That's what you've done. That's what you decided. You decided that some years ago, which is why all these events have happened. And it's why there hasn't been a third world war. And it's not because they haven't tried. They have. It didn't happen. So you see, you have a lot of power, a lot more than you realize. And it's important to come together as a group. So we just want to mention one more thing before we go. It's interesting, isn't it? that this technology can be used for dark or light, really. Can be used to sell a child or bring people together and stop the sale of a child. So when they said to you, go to your homes, you found a solution. Yeah? You found a solution and you stayed connected. They will not win. For the sheer reason is you always find a solution. So they don't win. Well, there are some planets in the universe. We just want to, because we can hear someone thinking this. Yes, there are planets in the universe where they are completely dark. Evil reigns. And there's interdimensional realities where that happens. But they are allowed to have that. Because they must have a home, just like you have a home that you come from. And why were they allowed to be present? Because they gave many, many souls the opportunity for choice and to say no and to understand 3D and 4D. Simple as that. Yes, they would have liked Earth to be, because it's so pretty, you know, it has so many interesting things. Of course they would like it to be a planet of darkness, because then they would have, what would they have if it was a planet of darkness? They would have information about so many living things from so many different planets, because that's what you represent. So yes, it's been a fight. But they haven't won. They're not going to win. They're throwing a tantrum. The tantrum's going to get worse for a little bit. You're all safe. Do not worry. As long as you do not stick your head in the sand or engage in the negativity, you will be fine. Stay focused. Stay clear. Stay in your hearts. If someone comes to you and they need help, help them. It's unity consciousness. It's not about us and them. If you are called to action to help, we're going to say one thing here. One place you can help is to find, for instance, there may be families in your local community that need food. Just leave food on their doorstep. Don't make a big fuss out of it. Just leave the food there. Walk away. Let them have their pride. Maybe that's what they need. If you want to give, if you have some extra money and you want to give something, there's a really good charity, Operation Railroad, Underground Railroad, that's saving children from sexual abuse. Honest, they are honest. You can give to them. Don't give to all these other charities. They are actually taking the children from these places. Because, look, if let's say UNICEF, Red Cross, all of these charities. As a planet, you've given billions to them over the years, and yet there's still people starving in Africa. How is that possible? What are they doing? Clearly they're not giving the money to the people that they're telling you they're giving. They're not at all. Not at all. They're using that money to finance, it's black money in a way, because no one questions it. They're using that money to finance slavery. So don't give them money. Remember we said that the hands in which money will be in will change. And why will it change? Because of you. Stop giving it to them. Don't buy from companies that you know are using children to make their products. treating their staff badly, etc., etc. Yeah, don't do it. Pay an extra few dollars and do the right thing by the people in your community. Because what this is doing is it's making you look in your own community to source what you need. Make connections with people. Because when you were buying from this country, that country, bringing it in, doing all of this, which is also good, you didn't have connections with these people. There was no interaction with these people. You became isolated. So what's happening now is you are starting to become connected, sourcing these things that you need because you cannot get them from further away. So you found a solution which has enhanced your lives. So this is it. We are finished. So we will thank you for being part of this communication and part of this collective, for allowing yourselves the support that you need at this moment to feel part of a community that is finding solutions to problems. We tell you they will try everything, but they will not win. And the reason they won't win is because you know what they're going to try, and you're going to say no to it, even in your consciousness. Not no with fighting. Just no with your consciousness. Remain in your heart. If you were to every day, if you were to meditate, once you've connected with yourself and the earth, if you were to then, from the space of the heart, if you were to, as you breathe out, I want you to imagine that you're breathing out from every pore of your skin, from your skin, right? Not just one part of your body, but all the body, the whole body. Just breathe out maybe 1 centimeter from your body. So you breathe in, and as you breathe out, you feel 1 centimeter. So you go through your body feeling 1 centimeter from my body. I can feel my clothing. Okay, what does that texture feel like? Place an anchor there. You get used to that. Breathe a bit more, a bit further out, a bit further out. Practice for a few days, a few weeks. Build it up. Then you start to take it out to your community, to your planet. And just let it hover, let it vibrate. What you're doing is you are placing yourself, your energy, from your heart, connection, heart, mind, body, into the ground. It's grounded. It's not, you know, unanchored. It has meaning, presence in the earth. It's not up here somewhere. So if you were to do that from your heart space, you will be anchoring love, light, and truth to every living being on the earth. And you might say, well, you know, as I'm breathing out, I sort of met my neighbors and I didn't like their energy so much, so I want to avoid their house as I'm going out. So then what are you doing? Restricting yourself. So yeah, I don't like my neighbors. I don't like what they stand for. I don't like the way they talk to their children, or for whatever reason you don't like them. So you might say to yourself, yeah, I don't like the neighbors, but I'm just going to move through their house without connecting with them. I'll just connect with the other things like the plants or the animals or something like this. So you don't have to connect with people. You can just connect with the plants. And you just place your energy out in that atmosphere. But you need to practice that whole body from your skin, expanding your energy. What's going to happen when you expand your energy? It's not just about what you're going to give to the planet. It's about you, what will happen. Anything that you're holding in your in your spirit, in your chakras, in your body, from your ancestors, from past lives, anything that's left will have to come out to the surface. Because what you're doing is you're putting light in there. And why do we say the whole planet? Or maybe just the country you're in. Depends what you feel like. Because once you get out to a certain point, it's easier to go the rest of the way. Why do we say that? For the very reason that you have been in so many places on the planet, haven't you? So maybe you're connecting with who you were in that lifetime. Maybe you're not connecting necessarily with the bad things. Maybe you're connecting with the gift. Maybe you're connecting with the knowledge. Because every one of you has a connection with Lemuria. Lemuria was a time of great peace, but it was also an understanding of connection to everything. There was no war, there was no hate, there was no real separation, there was a learning about unity. Then it got a bit taken away, unfortunately, into Atlantis. But, you know, if you remember Lemuria, you will remember something about yourself and what you knew then. And this would be important to you. Each day, call on the beings of light that work with you, that assist you. Every day, call them in. Every day, open your heart to the God force. For when you truly understand the power of awakening to that God force, of feeling it through your being, you would never be afraid. You would never have doubt. And you would always find a solution. So now we will leave you in our love and our light and our truth and our blessings and our gratitude for being willing to anchor this love, for surrendering your pain to get to the love. We are most grateful for all that you do. Goodbye.